Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Wow! There are so many people at our stadium who've come to support their football clubs. The players have already changed into their sportswear, and the referee has invited them to his area. He probably wants to give them some instructions. Earlier, the coaches announced that their players are in perfect health, which was proved by medical testing, and are determined to win. Well, the referee is waiting for the players. We will see them on the pitch any minute.
Text B.
Hi, Sandra. Your younger brother here. I need some advice. It's about my birthday party. I've already ordered a large birthday cake in the same shop where we used to buy cakes when we were kids. But I'm wondering where to throw the party. Do you think it's okay to have it in our garden? On the grass, like a picnic. On the one hand, it's fun, and the guests can play something active instead of sitting inside. But what if it rains? Please call me and tell me what you think.
Text C.
Any plans for the weekend, Tom?
No, Mum, not really. Why?
I need your help. We're going to visit your grandparents at the weekend, you know.
Right, but it's only Tuesday tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. But we need to buy them some presents, and I wouldn't like to leave it till the very last minute.
I see. Okay. I was actually going to watch a film with Chris, but it can wait.
Does this mean you'll go with me tomorrow?
Yes, you can count on me. Any idea what we are looking for?
No, not really. We'll just look around and probably we'll see something suitable.
Text D.
Wow, that was tough. Did you complete all the tasks, Mike?
Yeah, but I don't think I did well, Linda.
But you've always been good at maths.
Not today. I feel sick and can't concentrate. We went to the cinema to a late night show yesterday.
That was not a very clever thing to do. I hope at least the film was interesting. Anyway, you need to go to bed early tonight.
Which is impossible. Remember about Jim's birthday party? The whole class is invited, and after that I'll have to get on with my project in science to complete it tonight.
I'm sure you'll manage.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Wow! There are so many people at our stadium who've come to support their football clubs. The players have already changed into their sportswear, and the referee has invited them to his area. He probably wants to give them some instructions. Earlier, the coaches announced that their players are in perfect health, which was proved by medical testing, and are determined to win. Well, the referee is waiting for the players. We will see them on the pitch any minute.
Text B.
Hi, Sandra. Your younger brother here. I need some advice. It's about my birthday party. I've already ordered a large birthday cake in the same shop where we used to buy cakes when we were kids. But I'm wondering where to throw the party. Do you think it's okay to have it in our garden? On the grass, like a picnic. On the one hand, it's fun, and the guests can play something active instead of sitting inside. But what if it rains? Please call me and tell me what you think.
Text C.
Any plans for the weekend, Tom?
No, Mom, not really. Why?
I need your help. We're going to visit your grandparents at the weekend, you know.
Right, but it's only Tuesday tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. But we need to buy them some presents, and I wouldn't like to leave it till the very last minute.
I see. Okay. I was actually going to watch a film with Chris, but it can wait.
Does this mean you'll go with me tomorrow?
Yes, you can count on me. Any idea what we are looking for?
No, not really. We'll just look around and probably we'll see something suitable.
Text D.
Wow, that was tough. Did you complete all the tasks, Mike?
Yeah, but I don't think I did well, Linda.
But you've always been good at maths.
Not today. I feel sick and can't concentrate. We went to the cinema to a late-night show yesterday.
That was not a very clever thing to do. I hope at least the film was interesting. Anyway, you need to go to bed early tonight.
Which is impossible. Remember about Jim's birthday party? The whole class is invited. And after that, I'll have to get on with my project in science to complete it tonight.
I'm sure you'll manage.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about hobbies. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A. When I was a small child, I loved collecting stamps. It was quite a typical hobby for a boy of my age, I guess. Now I love taking photos of the places that I visit on my holidays. I also love sports like skateboarding and football. Maybe in the future I'll take up something else and will enjoy another hobby. My parents say that it's okay to try several things in your life, and I agree with them. Anyway, nothing lasts forever, does it? Speaker B.
A couple of years ago, I took part in a competition which was run by my school and designed a website for it. I won and got a check as a prize and thought I could go on doing it. Now I design web pages for my friends and small businesses in the local area and it's much more than my pocket money could ever be. I don't want to connect my future profession with web design. It's just an additional source of income for me now.
Speaker C.
I do believe people actually waste too much time and money on their hobbies. Most hobbies don't help you to develop any essential skills. Some people like doing crosswords or puzzles, or draw or collect things, but I don't see how it can help them with their future education or career. It's much better to spend time studying or helping parents, I think. There are so many useful things we can spend our time on.
Speaker D.
I've been fond of drawing my entire life. My parents thought it would change as I grew older, but they were wrong. I still attend art classes after school. I don't sell my pictures yet. I may give them as a present for somebody's birthday or as a souvenir to remember me by without asking for any money for them. Still, I hope my future job will be connected with drawing and painting. I may teach it to kids or become a designer. Why not?
Speaker E.
When my parents gave me my first computer, I was hooked and spent days and nights playing computer RPG games and surfing the net. It's no wonder that my school results were gradually becoming worse and worse. Finally, I failed a lot of tests in the middle of the term, which was something I hadn't expected. Then my parents explained to me that it was unacceptable and took my computer away. I had to improve my academic results to get it back.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about hobbies. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
When I was a small child, I loved collecting stamps. It was quite a typical hobby for a boy of my age, I guess. Now I love taking photos of the places that I visit on my holidays. I also love sports like skateboarding and football. Maybe in the future I'll take up something else and will enjoy another hobby. My parents say that it's okay to try several things in your life, and I agree with them. Anyway, nothing lasts forever, does it?
Speaker B.
A couple of years ago, I took part in a competition which was run by my school and designed a website for it. I won and got a check as a prize and thought I could go on doing it. Now I design web pages for my friends and small businesses in the local area, and it's much more than my pocket money could ever be. I don't want to connect my future profession with web design. It's just an additional source of income for me now.
Speaker C.
I do believe people actually waste too much time and money on their hobbies. Most hobbies don't help you to develop any essential skills. Some people like doing crosswords or puzzles, or draw or collect things, but I don't see how it can help them with their future education or career. It's much better to spend time studying or helping parents, I think. There are so many useful things we can spend our time on.
Speaker D.
I've been fond of drawing my entire life. My parents thought it would change as I grew older, but they were wrong. I still attend art classes after school. I don't sell my pictures yet. I may give them as a present for somebody's birthday or as a souvenir to remember me by without asking for any money for them. Still, I hope my future job will be connected with drawing and painting. I may teach it to kids or become a designer. Why not?
Speaker E.
When my parents gave me my first computer, I was hooked and spent days and nights playing computer RPG games and surfing the net. It's no wonder that my school results were gradually becoming worse and worse. Finally, I failed a lot of tests in the middle of the term, which was something I hadn't expected. Then my parents explained to me that it was unacceptable and took my computer away. I had to improve my academic results to get it back. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Excuse me, we're doing a survey. It's a part of our university course, and I would like to ask you a few questions if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I used to do that sort of research myself when I was in high school.
You're saying you're not studying at school any longer?
No, I'm 19. I've already finished school. Now I'm a university student.
Okay, you're 19. And I can register your occupation as a student, can't I?
Yes, you can. I study full-time, and I'm going to be an economist.
My cousin wanted to be an economist too, but then changed his mind and became a lawyer. He wasn't really good at mathematics, actually.
Economics is not only about mathematics. To tell the truth, maths has never been my favorite subject, not even at school.
What was your favorite one, then?
I've always liked biology. But it has nothing to do with my future job, unfortunately.
Did you study biology at school?
Yes, and we had a wonderful teacher.
Right, okay. And what do you do in your free time?
It depends. I like skiing, and I go to the swimming pool from time to time, and I play in a band.
Play in a band? Drums or keyboard?
No, the guitar. And I perform as a vocalist sometimes, especially when we play Spanish songs.
Do you know Spanish?
Yes, I speak it fluently. I learned it at school, and now go on with my studies at university too.
Would you like to learn any other foreign languages?
I've been thinking about Chinese. It's very useful for business in the modern world. Lots of people speak it, but...
It's too difficult to learn, isn't it?
Yes, I don't think I'll manage to combine learning Chinese with my current studies and other commitments. Probably some other time. In another life.
I do understand you. My days are very busy too, and it's difficult to find any extra time to do things you like. One more question if it's okay with you.
Yeah, no problem.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the text again.
Excuse me, we're doing a survey. It's a part of our university course, and I would like to ask you a few questions if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I used to do that sort of research myself when I was in high school.
You're saying you're not studying at school any longer?
No, I'm 19. I've already finished school. Now I'm a university student.
Okay, you're 19. And I can register your occupation as a student, can't I?
Yes, you can. I study full-time, and I'm going to be an economist.
My cousin wanted to be an economist too, but then changed his mind and became a lawyer. He wasn't really good at mathematics, actually.
Economics is not only about mathematics. To tell the truth, maths has never been my favorite subject, not even at school.
What was your favorite one, then?
I've always liked biology, but it has nothing to do with my future job, unfortunately.
Did you study biology at school?
Yes, and we had a wonderful teacher.
Right, okay. And what do you do in your free time?
It depends. I like skiing, and I go to the swimming pool from time to time, and I play in a band.
Play in a band? Drums or keyboard?
No, the guitar. And I perform as a vocalist sometimes, especially when we play Spanish songs.
Do you know Spanish?
Yes, I speak it fluently. I learned it at school, and now go on with my studies at university too.
Would you like to learn any other foreign languages?
I've been thinking about Chinese. It's very useful for business in the modern world. Lots of people speak it, but...
It's too difficult to learn, isn't it?
Yes, I don't think I'll manage to combine learning Chinese with my current studies and other commitments. Probably some other time, in another life.
I do understand you. My days are very busy too, and it's difficult to find any extra time to do things you like. One more question, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, no problem. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.